This is our last tefillin shiur for the summer, but it's going to be a little bit of a different tefillin shiur. Instead of learning a sugya, you know, like just a sugya from the Gemara, I want to go through a little bit about, you know, the first sign of the summer. The opening shiur, we spoke about wearing tefillin every day, whether there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin every day. Today, I want to talk about whether there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day, and if not all day, at least by mincha. So we'll divide this year into two parts. First part is going to be about wearing tefillin all day, because really, one would have imagined that would have been the mitzvah, and somehow we've moved away from that. And even considering that we don't wear tefillin all day, why not at least wear by mincha? I think I mentioned to you on the first night of the summer, I looked into this issue when one of my talmidim came back from the Netiv Aryeh, and Rav Nevensal had told him that he should wear tefillin at mincha, and he asked his parents for a second pair of tefillin, and they like totally freaked out, were not pleased about, you know, the idea that he was going to be the one kid in all of West Hempstead that was going to be wearing tefillin at mincha. So he actually got a tshuva from Rav Shechter about it, discouraging him from wearing tefillin at mincha. So I want to go through like the issue a little bit, so we could understand what's behind all of this. As we mentioned on the first night, Beralach and Simulam and Zayin discusses quotes from the Prima Gadim that who wasn't sure whether wearing tefillin all day is only midrabbana, but midaraisi, even a single second is enough, and his maskana is that midaraisa, a single second is enough. Maspik perega echad midaraisa, aval mitzvah minamufchar kalayom, but midaraisa all day long is the mitzvah minamufchar, the best way to wear tefillin. So we went through essentially Rav Asher Weiss's mahalich about the comparison to Talmud Torah and how the more the better, but really there's like a minimal requirement. Since that time, we've heard a couple of shiurim about Talmud Torah with slightly different angles on exactly what the, you know, in order to give a mashal, you need to understand the mashal before you can understand the nimshal. So saying, oh, it's just like Talmud Torah. And what's Talmud Torah? What's the mitzvah of that? So we've heard a few shiurim about that with very different approaches to what exactly the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is. But let's do it this way. As I said, two parts, wearing them all day and wearing them at mincha. Within the part about wearing them all day, we're going to discuss why yes, what are the sources that would tell you that you should wear tefillin all day? Why no, meaning what would be the problem, what would be the drawback of wearing it all day? And that the major drawback is obviously going to be what? What's going to be the drawback? Hezradah. So we're going to have to define what hezradah is exactly and whether we actually suffer from that frequently. Then we're going to discuss the Shitas HaGra, because the Gra was one of the major supporters of wearing tefillin all day. And then we'll talk about what the postman actually say about why we don't wear them all day. So that's within the first part of the shiur. The second part of the shiur about mincha, why yes, why no, and Piskei Halacha from certain contemporary Gedolim. Good. So let's start with wearing them all day. Why yes? Why should we wear them all day? So it's really, the Mamari Chazal are pretty explicit about wearing them all day. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Lazar had a Richas Yamim because he says that Lo Halach Tal Ramos Below Torah Below Tefillin, which is a pretty impressive accomplishment that he says his whole life he never went four amos without Torah, without tefillin. You can't do that if you're only wearing it during davening. He obviously was wearing them all day. The Gemara Menachos, Daf Mem Dalid, the Gemara tells us that you get eight mitzvos for wearing tefillin. So it sounds like it's Amar Rav Shitz, Kol Sheinu Meniach Tefillin over Bishmona Aseh. It says it in the negative, but if it's a violation of Eid Aseh not to wear tefillin, it's a kiyum of Eid Aseh to yes wear tefillin. So why would you want to limit that? If you could be doing that all day long, it would seem like it's a logical thing to do. That Gemara is in Menachos Mem Dalid. The Gemara in Yumadaf Pevav, that one of the Amoraim defines Chilul Hashem as walking four amos without tefillin. What is Chilul Hashem? If you walk 4 hours without tefillin, is Chilul Hashem? So certainly that would indicate that we should be wearing it all the time. And then, of course, there's the Rambam, which I think we read on the first night. The Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chafei, Hilchos Tefillin. Kedushas Tefillin, Kedushasan Gedolahi. The Kedusha of Tefillin is very great. She calls Mansha Tefillin, Barosh HaShal, Adam Valzro, who ana v'yirei shamayim ve'enu nimshach b'schok u'b'sicha b'teila. You want to be a big tzaddik, you want to be a humble person, yirei shamayim, not be involved in frivolous conversation, ve'enu mahar machshavos ra'os, to chase out all the bad thoughts from your head, elam mefana libo b'divrei emes v'atzedek. You want your heart to be focused on what is righteous and true. L'fichach tzarchad l'shad l'yos and l'kal yom. That's why you got to wear tefillin all day. Shemitzvah san kachi, that's how you do the mitzvah, and that's what you accomplish when you wear tefillin all day. That everything is good. You become like super tzaddik as soon as you wear tefillin all day. So, in fact, Amar Alav Al Rav Talmidus Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shekol Yom Av Laru, Sholach Arba Amos Blot Torah, Oblot Tzitzis, Oblot Tefillin. That his entire life never went four Amos without Torah, without Tzitzis, without Tefillin. Very, very strong lashon the Rambam has, very strongly encouraging us to wear tefillin all day. So why not? So the only reason not to seems to be hesach hadas, or that which is related to hesach hadas, meaning being shomer the kedushas hatefillin. That kedushas hatefillin, it's a serious thing. It's a high stakes game. Meaning putting on tefillin, it has a very big payoff. You could have all these great things the Rambam says, but along with that comes a risk of mistreating them becomes that much more dangerous. It's like if someone is ill and there's a potent medication. So you take it in the right dosage, you could do wonderful things. But if you take the wrong dosage, you know how many people die in hospitals in America each year because they mess up the decimal point on the dosage or something. You know, you take it in the wrong dosage and it could become fatal. My wife was talking to the company that supplies one of my children's on growth hormone. And she was asking, like, it was out of the fridge for this amount of time. So the woman's, like, reading her all the things about the medicine. She's like, and if it's out of the fridge for that amount of time, so it's it for 28 days, it's fatal. And then and my wife was like, wait, what did you say? For 28 days, what? So it's she said, stable. We just didn't hear it right. It's not fatal. But when you have a powerful medication, these things can be fatal. So you're dealing with tefillin, so you don't want to have a hesach hadas. So we have to define, what is hesach hadas? The Rush in Hilchos Tefillin, in the Halachos Ketanos of the Rush, Amar Rav Yanai, tefillin tzrichim guf naki ke'elisho bal kanafayim. Tefillin require a guf naki like Elisha bal kanafayim, who apparently was deserved to have a miracle happen to him with his tefillin because he was so careful with them. My time, Abai Amr Shalom Yafiach Behem, Rav Amr Shalom Yishon Behem, Lomer Shalom Yitzarach Keli Shabal Kanafayim El Shiyach Lizar Mishenu Meyafach Hakamahu. You know what it means? You have to be careful about tefillin that needs a guf naki like Shabal Kanafayim. It means don't fall asleep and don't pass gas in your tefillin. It doesn't mean that you have to be like have these lofty thoughts and whatever like Elisha Bal Kanafayim. It means as good as he was about not passing gas and about not sleeping in his tefillin, you should be that good about doing those things. But that's it. Meaning there's no loftier level that you have to achieve. In fact, the Rush goes on to say that lohavi hesachadas el kasha omid bekalus roshu b'schok. That's in terms of your physical body. In terms of where your mind is at, hesachadas is not if you're thinking about business. If you're thinking about schok kalus rosh. That's hesachadas. Having hesachadas is thinking about things that you shouldn't probably ever be thinking about. So when you're thinking about those things with your tefillin, that's hashadas. Aval, kishaomid biyira umisasek betzrachav. But if you have a serious mind and you're doing what you need to do in daily life, avu pishosik b'malachto b'umnaso. You're doing a tax return because you're an accountant. You're healing a patient because you're a doctor. You're making a delivery because you're a UPS guy. Whatever you might be doing in your daily life. But you're not thinking about your tefillin. If you're a UPS guy, probably everyone you make a delivery to will be like, you got something on your head. Right? But so you'll be made to think about it. But ein ze nikra hesach hadas. That's not called hesach hadas. Have a simple raya. Because if you're going to say hesach hadas is anytime you're not thinking about your tefillin, heich yachal adam laniach tefillin kol hayom. How would anyone ever be allowed to wear tefillin all day? There was never a point in history where people were able to think about their tefillin all day long. That's not what was going on. People always worked for a living. So they must have been thinking about their work. Now, it's true. Jews very often historically had jobs that involved more physical labor and less brain power. So maybe even as they were doing their physical job, they were able to think about their tefillin, but you know, it involved some brain power. You were distracted somewhat. So that's the Rosh's raya. And his further raya is, you know, Rabbi Blass was mentioning to me today, he said he found it so strange that, you know, the Gemara says, why can't you sleep in your tefillin? What's the problem with sleeping in your tefillin? Show me a fiach behem, that you might pass gas. What about the fact that you're having ezech hadas? You're sleeping. So I would think, ein ezech hadas gadol mizeh. So says the Rosh, man, it's not an ezech hadas, because it's not tzchok v'kalas rosh. So sleeping itself isn't an ezech hadas. I mean, this is a very limited definition of ezech hadas, which would really beg the question that if you are working all day, and you're maintaining some level of seriousness all day, so why not? Why not wear tefillin all day? That's what the Rosh seems to assume, that only Kalas Rosh is considered as Chadas. The Ramami Panu in the Chuvin Sim Lam Tes even goes in the opposite direction. He said, meaning we're working with the assumption, oh, when you're davening and you're doing mitzvos, then for sure you should wear tefillin. Even when you're working, even that's not as Chadas, you can still wear tefillin. Says the Ramami Panu, I'll tell you the opposite. He says, Adraba, it's dafka someone who's working who needs to wear tefillin. Why? Because if you're doing mitzvahs and you're learning all day, then you don't have to wear tefillin. That's a great line to remember anytime you do the sugi v'osig mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. Because what's the major kasha in the whole sugi v'osig mitzvah patim in a mitzvah? You ever learn the sugi v'osig mitzvah patim in a mitzvah? It's a couple of places. The major places are Brachos and Sukkah, probably are the two major Sukkah Chavei Brachos. But the major issue with Osing Mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah, major kasha everyone asks, all the Rishonim ask, is why do I have to be learning Torah right now? I'm wearing tzitzis. Why do I have to be a nice person? I'm wearing tzitzis. Why do I have to daven, put on tefillin, give tzedakah, do anything? I'm wearing tzitzis. Forget it, even if I'm not wearing tzitzis. I'm in a room where there's a mezuzah on the door, so I should be patim. If you really take osim mitzvah patim and mitzvah literally, that any time you're doing any mitzvah, you're patim from anything else. So then you should always be patim from everything, as long as I'm believing in Hashem, you know. So I'm patim from everything. So how you answer that question? It's a major, two major answers: the Tosus and the Ran. How you answer that question would determine whether you think the Ramah Mipanu has a point over here or not. I mean, the Ramah Mipanu is saying, well, anyway, if you're doing mitzvahs anyway, you don't have to be wearing tefillin. Because those are mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. Not so pasha. It could be that if you could wear tefillin and still do all these mitzvahs, and it's easy to accomplish all the mitzvahs you want to do in the day and wear tefillin, that we don't apply osig mitzvah patim in a mitzvah, because efshel l'kayim shneim, that's shitas hatosos, that whenever it's efshel l'kayim shneim, if you're able to do both, we don't say osig mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. Although this is a little off topic, just to point out that the kasha, the ritva, another Rishonim ask, is if we're only going to say osig mitzvah patim min a mitzvah when it's impossible to do both, why do I need a chiddush in the Torah of osig mitzvah patim min a mitzvah? Of course, osig mitzvah patim min a mitzvah. What? Let's say there was no such chiddush in the Torah. So it comes a situation where it's impossible to do both mitzvahs. So what would the hava mina have been? That I have to turn into a superhuman and do that which is impossible? It's a very sharp kasha, the Ritva asks. If you hold the Rosh Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah is only when it's impossible to do both. I don't need Osig Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah. I know that I'm limited as a human being that I can only do one. Okay, he has a couple of answers. It's an important kasha. But anyway, so the Ramah Mipanu seems to indicate not only may one wear tefillin while they're doing their work, that's dafka when they need to be wearing tefillin when they're doing their work. And it's not as chadas. That's the whole point, is to wear tefillin all day long. Shulchan Aruch also, when he describes as chadas in Siman Lamed Zayin Sif Gimel, Shulchan Aruch writes, first he calls katan yadeh lishmar tefillin b'tara shalishim lo yafiach behem v'sholi karnislam l'beis hakisei chayiv avruknos lo tefillin. That a child who can be shomer tefillin b'tara, what does that mean? No sleeping, no passing gas, no entering into the bathroom with them. That's it. Then he wears tefillin. So you see, clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah happens to add, he should also be 13 years old. But be that as it may, whether you accept that or not, but the Shulchan Aruch is clearly defining being shomer the tefillin properly does not involve some lofty level of focus and concentration.
what about Rashi from Beit Natan tefillin during the day? Would you wear both? Would you switch every hour?
Meaning if you're a chassid and you want to wear Rabbi Natan also. So I think Pashas, they wear Rashi, they just wear Rabbi Natan just in case. I think everyone holds that, really, we possibly like Rashi. Yeah.
Right.
After davening, I think, is the more acceptable practice, even though it's not what's done. To finish davening with Rashi, to then put on for a few minutes,
you said
there was say to them or
something. Like, Yerushalayim they would put on after, but like, so like you would put two on at the same time.
Two on at the same time, yeah.
So would you do that?
You could do, yeah. I would imagine that they could. I think they do. The guys in the old city that walk around Zillin all day, what do? Don't they wear both?
I've seen someone do both.
No, I'm saying, you know those guys. What yeshiva is that? The
Silverman.
Right, yeah. You've seen
what?
I know one person who wears both.
All day?
No, just for davening.
Oh, just for davening, okay. Yeah. All
right. The Guf Naki versus Hazak Adas, they're both like, are they both as important as like the other? Like, are they both as mahakev? Is there one more important?
Right, you would imagine that Guf Naki is a bigger zilzal, right?
Yeah, so where does it even come from, the Guf Naki? It says affairs in the Gemara because of the Kedusha of the tefillin?
Yeah, the Gemara says, Elisha Balkanafayim, that the Shabbos Mantas, I think it is, that only if you're able to keep a Guf Naki, Elisha Balkanafayim, only then can you wear tefillin.
And then the Hazak Adas is a general point. If you want to be doing any mitzvah for X amount of time, you have to have a certain...
But it's more with tefillin. Meaning by mitzvahs, there's din mitzvahs suchas kavana, but there's no din hesach hadas by mitzvahs. You're allowed to be masiach taito from matzah. You're allowed to be masiach taito from your lulav. You seem to have kavana when you might be a lulav that you're doing it l'shem avodas Hashem, l'shem mitzvah. So is anyone that defines hesach hadas differently? Meaning it seems that all these definitions of hesach hadas is for the most part, you know, as long as you stay away from the wrong kind of programming on TV or the internet or the wrong kind of sites on the internet, you probably pretty much for the most part avoid hesach hadas by these definitions of hesach hadas. Not only that, the Tshuvas Mishkan as Yaakov and Aruch Chaim Simen Memtes, Rabbi Yankel Karliner, Rabbi Shachtel is close. Proves from Rashi and the Rambam that having hirhure teiva constitutes kalas rosh, and that's what's asur when you wear tefillin. But anything short of that, of hirhure teiva, is not going to be a problem of hesach hadas in the tefillin. The only one that I found that actually says explicitly otherwise, or that explicitly that there's like this higher level, the kitzur shulchan aruch. It's like of all these kids Shulchan Aruch and Simon Yud Sif Aleph, the kolas zayir b'mitzvahs tefillin linog bem kedusha, shalol dabr bem divrei avalim v'sichas chulin, ma'arich yamim muftach shuben al malva. That person who maintains the kedusha of tefillin by not even speaking sichas chulin is going to have a riches yamim. But he's already working, you know, after we already stopped wearing tefillin all day. I don't think he thinks that that's what they did when they wore tefillin all day. I think he's saying, now, look, you're only going to wear it for 35 minutes a day anyway. So try to avoid sichas chulin for 35 minutes. You know, my sixth grade Rebbe used to tell every bar mitzvah boy, did I mention this on the first night? He used to tell every time we'd put on tefillin, we'd go around and we'd make a l'chaim or whatever. He would tell every bar mitzvah boy, never ever talk in your tefillin. And I listened. It stuck with me until I started teaching. Until I said my first day in DRS, I realized that I was going to need to talk into my tefillin to, you know, to tell kids if they ask questions or to discipline kids or whatever. So that until then, I did Hataras and Dar. So sometimes, you know, it's great. Person listens and person could, so you're only wearing it for 35 minutes a day. What's the big deal? So, you know, it's all pointing in the direction of the Gra. The Gra in the Chidushim of the Gra, which I do not believe are written by the Gra, Mesach Shabbos Taf Memtes. The Gra writes, or whoever wrote it writes, Ma Yona Knafeha Maginos Aleha Kach Tfilin. That just like Yona, why did the tefillin, you know, the story of the Lishbal Knafayim, he took off the tefillin and they said to him, what do you have in your hands? And he said, Kanfe Yona. And he opens up his hands and a bird flies out. So why Yona of all things? So absolutely the Gemara in Beitza says that Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael is Nimshali Yona. But he says more than that. Just like a Yona, the wings protect the Yona, so to tefillin protect the Jewish people. Upir shutos l'sham, dikshi porachas be'achas me'aknafim, nacha b'shnia. That when one of its wings is flapping, the owner rests the other wing. It's able to rest by flying with one wing. Va'nimshal heim Yisrael, and the nimshal of the Jewish people. Af sheinim yichol nasos a mitzvah kitikunam, afal pikenos and kol mashi yuchlu. That we do whatever we can do. We maximize whatever we're able to do. V'lachein oyomer Rabbeinu Agonzal. Oh, that's how you know the Gra didn't write it. Rabbeinu Agonzal said, Shemuchiyavim leilich kol ayom b'tfilin, va'af kilu pamim lo yishmaratzvo b'sicha b'teila, lo yivatel osa, t'kol pamos a mitzvah acheres, b'anachasa. He says, think about it. Think about the risk-reward. Every second you're wearing tefillin, you're getting a mitzvah. Okay, so there's going to be some sicha b'teila along the way. All right. But every second you're wearing tefillin, you're getting a mitzvah. So you just made up for it the next second. So sicha b'teila, bad. But the next second, you just made up for it already. So why not? You might as well wear tefillin all day. When I was in YU, it used to be that right after davening, people would start lining up to ask Rav Shachter questions. I don't know if it's still that way. I assume it is. People would start lining up to ask Rav Shachter questions. And he would sit halfway through morning Seder with his tefillin on, answering questions. And one time I got in line to ask him why he keeps his tefillin on so long. So he said, because people like you won't leave me alone. He didn't say it. But that was his, that you were able to read his body language when he had enough. He would start taking off his tefillin. And then everyone knew, okay, leave him alone. So he's moving on to the next phase. But the idea of wearing the why did he keep his tefillin on? He said, because every second I'm wearing it is a mitzvah. Why wouldn't I keep it? All I'm doing is talking and learning with people. He would never say answering questions. I'm talking and learning with people as people are coming to talk and learn.
Wait, so you're saying sicha b'teila is not necessarily hesach hadas? That's
what it sounds like. Yeah.
So what would be the loss with that anyway?
Right. The Gra indicates that it's at least not ideal. Right. Certainly not ideal.
Understand.
Yeah. Right. So that's the Gra. Now, in Maisa Rav, it reports that that's in fact what he recommended. Maisa Rav in Simin Yuches, Zman Anachas Tefillin Kacher Mileich Bem Kol Yom Afilu Masa Umata Muter Achilas Rai Gam Kein Muter Rak Dvarim Betelim Aser. He says, you know, whenever you do normal activities, it's Muter. It's only Dvarim Betelim you shouldn't do. Vim Choshish Li Yuara Bifnei Abrios. Ooh, so now we have a new concern. Says the Gra, already in my time, the Gra's time, people aren't wearing tefillin all day. So isn't that going to be yuara, that you think you're, yuara, the best translation I think is religious arrogance, that you think you hold yourself to a higher standard than anybody else? So it's like thumping, my gosh. So, so, yeah. So if you're worried about yuara b'fnei abrios, mutter b'shal yad levad. So then, okay, then the Gra says, I'll be a big makel. I'll let you wear only the tefillin shel yad. So the brios won't see you. Wear long sleeves. Who would ever wear a polo shirt? What kind of Yerushim am I? Whatever. So you wear long sleeves. So I'll let you get away with just tefillin shel yad. Unbelievable. Umikol makom tov lasos shel rosh katan. But he says, even better would be make a very tiny shalosh that people won't be able to see. I guess have a nice thick head of hair also, where you can just like sink it in there. That's another show we didn't get to, chatzitza. Right? But you should just sink your tefillin into your head or have your hat or whatever. Yeah.
People saying, are they saying it's a chiyuv to wear all day or it's something nice to do? Because it seems like they're all saying it's not a chiyuv.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what we discussed. That midor reisa, really strictly speaking, rega echad b'chol yom. But you know, why wouldn't you do it more if it's a mitzvah every second that you're doing it? I mean, is there anything holding us back? And Kesa Rosh, Tezvav, he says, Gro was very upset that people stopped doing this mitzvah. He thought it was more important than wearing tzitzis. So okay, you don't want to wear tzitzis. Don't wear tzitzis. If you're not wearing begad adal kamfos, you have no chiv to wear tzitzis. But tefillin? What's your excuse not to wear tefillin? He says, let me just read it. He says, Odomar agrach, the grach mi valajin, not grach salvation. V'shem rabo agrazal, she'd stair harbe el ador azel. He was very upset by this generation. Shemivatlin ikra mitzvah de tefillin, shemitzvasa kol ayom kayodua, shabala smag, o yimisaviv olam lahazi lekol yisrael, shiilbushu beged bas dalek hanfosim tzitzis, everyone's going nuts about, oh, they're doing tzitzis checks, do tefillin checks. He says, oh, what? You're worried about what? That you're going to go to sleep in them? Don't go to sleep in them. Don't pass gas in them. Everything should be fine. Other than that, you're being mekayim shmona mitzvos. Every moment you're wearing, kol sheino menech tefillin over b'shmona say. I'm not worried about you. Ha-roim yasu kein. Why am I not worried about you, Ara? What? Someone's going to say, oh, that guy thinks he's sofrum. You be sofrum too. You should also wear it, says the Gra. Why isn't everyone wearing it? So the Gra was very excited about this, or at least the way the tone I'm reading it in, he was very excited about it. he thought people should wear it. Question?
Based off of at least the word of Sheffer explaining, why should we put our tefillin back on for morning Seder?
Why shouldn't we?
Yeah.
So I think it's one thing if you're already wearing it, another thing to put it on so again.
We're not skipping.
When I was in YU, there was a guy, Eitan Meir. I think he's a Rebbe in some yeshivas in Israel somewhere. You know Eitan Meir? Anyone know? He's a big Talmud Chacham. He was like the best guy. Him and Asaf Bednarsh were like the guys in the Beis Medrash when. You know Rav Asaf Benosh, right?
Yeah.
So he used to wear tefillin, I think, through morning Seder most of the time. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was him. It was one of the stronger guys used to do that. Because he didn't eat breakfast. He was there anyway. Why not? Just wear tefillin through morning Seder. I don't know if he... I think it was him. I'm going to get an email from him telling him. Tell me yes or no. Probably someone will send him. Okay. So why not? So why don't we wear tefillin all day? So Shulchan Aruch deals with it already. You don't need to be so creative. Shulchan Aruch writes, Simon Lam Zayin Sif Beis, Mitzvah Sam Liyosam Alav Kal Yom, Mitzvah Tefillin is to have it all day long. Aval, Mipnei Shal Tzrichim Guf Naki, Shalo Yefiach Beh, Shalo Yisich Daito Meh, Ve'ein Kol Adam Yachal Yizar Beh. Not everyone, you know, we keep saying, oh, it's so simple, just don't pass gas and don't have Asa Chadas. Not so simple. So the minute became that we don't do it all day, because we don't wear it all day, because not everyone's so, is able to be so careful. At the very least, Kriyas Shema Tefillah. At the very least, we should have it on for Kriyas Shema Tefillah. In the Tshuvas Mishkanos Yaakov, again, Rabbi Yankel Karlin, in the Mishkanos Yaakov, in Simon Memtes, says, you know, you see clearly from the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed, that it was already weak, that people in the times of the Gemara already weren't wearing tefillin all day long. Why? Because the Gemara over there says, if I could find the Maramakum over here, yeah, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Kol mitzvah shemasri Yisrael atzman aleim lemisa b'shas k'zeres ha-malchus, go'n avul tzchab memila adayni mochzekas b'yadam. Whatever mitzvah Klal Yisrael is most in nefesh for, we're still very strong about it. Mila, Vodazara. You know, you hear stories about people in Russia risk their lives to give the baby a Mila. They knew nothing from nothing, but they were being most in nefesh for Mila. Mila is something that we kept very, very strong. We call mitzvah Shalom Masri Yisrael, Atzman Alel, Misa, B'shas, Gzeres, Malchus, and any mitzvah that we weren't most in nefesh for, B'shas, Gzeres, Malchus, Kigon, Tfilin, Adayini, Merupa, B'yadam. It's weak now, because we never had that Mesiris Nefesh, so we're still weak. But the Gemara is saying explicitly that they were weak in this mitzvah, that they weren't doing it all day long. So you see, it was already the minute back then that they weren't doing it all day long. The Beis Yosef in Siman Lamed Zayin quotes from Rabbi Yeruchim that the Yerushalmi says we don't wear them all day, mipnei ha-ramayim, because the ramayim, meaning wearing them all day, is a way of saying I'm a ben Torah. So anyone who wants to be trusted in business is going to wear tefillin all day, and then everyone will know he's a ben Torah, and that he can be trusted, and it's not good. It's like, you know, the Shlomo Carlbach story with the guy on the side of the highway where he put on a yarmulke so someone would start, right? You know that story? The guy's on the side of a highway, and he's a guy, he's an Italian guy, and he's on the side of a highway, but he keeps in his glove compartment, he keeps a yarmulke, because he knows that if he's on Route 17 and he puts on a yarmulke and he's stuck on the side of the highway, someone's going to stop for him. Rav Shechter likes to tell over that story. He cries when he tells over that story. Also, look at your children. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we take care of each other. Yeah, so that's a person is going to wear tefillin. Everyone will know that he's so. The Ramayim are going to be able to get away with that. But you see already, the Yerushalmi says that it wasn't the common practice. In fact, Rav Sternbach in Tam Vidas. In on Chumash, he has a sefer on Chumash called Tam Vidas. Perek Vav Pasuchas in Sefer Devarim writes, "He named mitzvah satulin osi liyisrael v'nasan lizikaron amosim shenasu b'tzias mitzrayim lebal nishkach mechovas avdus Hashem yisbarach." Tefillin is supposed to remind us of b'tzias mitzrayim. We shouldn't forget our obligation toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nimshalnu b'zelo so evich nistavli adei adonu lasu savuros malachto. Is a simin that a master has his eved to work for him, and he also has something on him to remind him, a physical reminder of who you work for, a uniform for who you work for. So we have tefillin al yadeinu, manichim brashenu, lizkortam in mitzvah savas Hashem yisbarach. And he says maybe that's the reason why we don't wear tefillin kol hayom. Why? Even though min hadin rishvi mekayim the mitzvah kol she'efshar, shrei tefillin are the laws of the zikaron al chiyuv la'avas Hashem ula avdo. Tefillin are there to remind us to serve Hashem and love Him. V'im yaniach adam yisrael se tefillin v'yasiach daito mi'ikro chavaso harei mechalel kedushasa. So he says, maybe if that's really the idea, maybe it is a chilul of the kedusha of the tefillin to stop thinking about avodas Hashem. Sheinu memalias mashenidush menu alidei anochasan, because the whole point of wearing tefillin is to always be reminded of avodas Hashem. Okay, no goyim shalom neich tefillin al b'shar shavdim Hashem yisbarach b'tefila. When is a person actually focused on avodas Hashem when he davens? So what he's essentially saying is, you're not supposed to not think about avodas Hashem when you're wearing tefillin. Where do you get that from, though? Shulchan Aruch didn't say that. Rishonim didn't say that. They just said you shouldn't pass gas in them. Not think about avodas Hashem. Shouldn't have the schok of Kalas Rosh. What do you think changed historically? Right. Well, what's he working with? So I would assume what he's working with is like the Tosfos Rav Razan quoted with Birchas HaTorah, Zosim Sachs Brachos, that kol hayom, no matter where a person's working, he's always thinking about when he's going to get back to his Torah, and when he's working, he's thinking about how this work is going to help him serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person has such an attitude with everything he does all day, then ain't a chinami, that's not called Eschadas. Because it's not a Eschadas from Avodas Hashem. When he works, it's Avodas Hashem. When he eats, it's Avodas Hashem. When he does everything, it's Avodas Hashem. But maybe Rav Sturmbach is just noting that in our generation, there are very few people like that. So because there are very few people like that, it no longer makes sense to wear tefillin kol hayom. Okay, so the overwhelming minhag is that we don't wear tefillin kol hayom. But what about by mincha? You know, all these arguments, hezchadas, and is it you're not thinking about avodas Hashem? Hopefully at mincha you are. So why not wear tefillin at mincha? Okay, mariv melech, it's already nighttime. So if, you know, within tichla regel, we just learned today, you still can. Okay, but that's weird already to wear tefillin. But why not mincha? Why not mincha? So why yes mincha shulchan aruch and simchat hay sif dalid sarich shiut tefillin alav bishas kriyash shema tefila. Notice what he said, bishas kriyash shema u tefila, not tefila shachris, tefila. You should have tefillin when you daven. And if you look in brachos tesvav amaralef, it sounds like it includes all tefilas. The Gemara says when a person goes to the bathroom, he washes his hands. Then v'yaniach tefillin v'yikro kriyas shema v'yispal tezvav amiral v'mrachas. Then he puts on his tefillin and he says kriyas shema and he davens. V'zui malchus shemaim shleima. That's really kabbalas malchus shemaim shleima. Amr b'chibarav amr b'yochan kol ha'nifna v'not al yadav v'yaniach tefillin v'kor kriyas shema v'yispal malav v'kasav ki l'banam is be'ach v'yikro v'lov karba. That if you put on tefillin and you say kriyas shema and you daven, then you are you're as if you built you built a mizbeach and you brought a carbon on the mizbeach. But the point is that you take it off to go to the bathroom, and then as soon as you come back, you put it on. So it's morning, afternoon, whenever. Okay, you're not going to say Kriyas Shema afternoon, but you put it on whenever you come out of the bathroom. It sounds like all davening. Not only that, Tosos and Brachos Yidal and Beis says that tefillin is more connected to tefillah than any other mitzvah is connected to tefillah. You know, we think of tefillah as a talis thing. For tefillah, you put on a talis. He says, Yesh l'chalik bein tefillin l'talis. The ikur kriyash ma tefillah shaychi b'tefillin. K'dam b'samach, kilu mei rei d'sheker b'atzmo. Pirish b'adon sh'tzivu u'kari v'el t'otavos u'los al yarcha. U'tefillah nami k'dam r'kari kriyash ma u'mispallel zu'i malchus shemayim. He says, when it comes to Kriyas Shema, certainly you need to be wearing tefillin, because that's what the Gemara says, like you've made Eid HaShekhar al-Atzmo, if you're talking about the mitzvah of tefillin from the Pesukim and Shema, and you're not wearing tefillin. But tefillah also, that's Malchus Shemaim Shlema. But since this is a Chavas Talis, okay, you're not wearing Talis, no big deal. That's what Tosfos writes. So tefillin is very connected to tefillah. It would seem that there's no reason not to, right? In one of the commentaries on the Maaseh Rav, he even goes so far as to say that tefillin with tefillah relates to a korban. That's like building the mizbeach, right? And bringing a korban. Which tefillos are connected to korbanos? Shachris and mincha. Marv is burning of the limbs. But shachris and mincha are both connected to korbanos tamidin. Shachris no more than mincha. So it would seem that this all points in the direction of wearing tefillin and mincha. So why not? Why wouldn't one wear tefillin at mincha? I mean, we just gave some compelling reasons why yes. So the Rush, the first thing you would always think is gufnaki, but that's a very hard one to accept. Gufnaki is a hard enough thing to accept that it's a problem in wearing all day. Okay, but I understand. It's difficult, the Shulchan Aruch says. If you're able to do it for Shacharis, you're able to do it for Mincha. You can do it for the 35 minutes of Shacharis, you can take another 10 minutes in the afternoon and manage to keep a gufnaki, right? Very, very hard to imagine that that's the reason. I almost wonder if the reason is just because it takes so much time to put them on and take them off. That tefillin, that mincha is normally, it's just like the quick tefillin, you chap mincha, you know, you wouldn't be able to chap so quickly. But that's what the Rush writes. What's the other, I mean, that the Rush writes rather that there's, nowadays it's easier to observe a gufnaki. And Rav Nevin Sal says, if you're davening mincha, hopefully you have a gufnaki anyway. What are you doing during mincha? You're not going to have a gufnaki. Right? So Rav Nevin Sal thought that it's a davar pasha that everyone's going to have a gufnaki. So what other argument would there be? It's not, the gufnaki argument's not going to work for mincha. What other argument would there be? So it seemed that the yuhara argument is probably the strongest of the arguments. The Gra in Keser Rosh says that it's not yuhara, right? Because the Gra says, adrab, everyone else should wear it all day. It happens to be Rav Shurmach in the Tshuvin, Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Aleph. He thinks you should wear it at Mincha also, but he's concerned about Yuhara. He does think that if no one else is doing it, you know, it's hard not to call that Yuhara when you're being so different from everybody else. Rav Moshe has a truth about this. Or Chaim Chelek Dal Simul Lamed Dalet. Listen to how Rav Moshe deals with the Yuhara. He writes, V'rak masha meniach tefillin gam b'tefilas ha-mincha ein limchos b'yadav. If someone wants to wear tefillin at mincha, don't stop him. Va'av she'ika b'zem yishum yuara. Aye, what about yuara? Kima debabim lakam shenogin kein lakam yishum yuara. If he's an old city Jew who happens to be in West Hempstead by his parents, but he comes from the old city, that's what he is. He's an old city person. And that's what they do there, then it's not yuara. It's yuara when you're a member of a community that's acting different than everyone else in the community. But if you're from the old city and you have your thing, so then it's not URL. On the flip side, Rav Schechter wrote a tshuva that I told you, this Talmud of mine, Jordan Cantor, gave me the tshuva that was written to his mother. Yud Beis Tammuz, it doesn't say the year, it must have been 7-8 years ago, where he writes, Berova mekomos verova yeshiva shaba olam, rak noagim laniach tfilim b'shas tfil shachris. Most places in the world, we only wear tefillin shachris. Ki tefillin tzrichim gufnaki. V'anachnu choshem shezeh chaser etzleinu. We're always choshem so we don't have a gufnaki. Meaning, what he's trying to say is that gufnaki involves maybe not having yehurim and everything else. What's pshat with why we wear by shachris? It's not because we're so confident that during shachris we're keeping the gufnaki. It's just that we're not going to be okay, Dovman HaTorah Mikol V'Kol and say that we're never going to wear a tefillin. So if we're going to have to pick a spot that we're going to wear a tefillin, it will be by Shacharis because we have a better chance at Shacharis than we have the rest of the day. But it's not that we're so confident that we have a gufnaki at Shacharis. So the minute became to keep it only at Shacharis. Alkei Nogu Kvar Kama Meo Shanim. It's been centuries. Let's sam Timus HaNachas HaTefillin the minimum. We keep our hanachas tefillin to a bare minimum. Dover yaduahu shebi yeshivas v'alajin rak hirsha netziv l'talmid echad harav kuk zechron l'vracha lios b'tefillin kalayom. In v'alajin there was only one talmud that was deemed holy enough to wear tefillin all day, and that was Rav Kook. Va'af bazer Rav Chaim Salvechik lo yinich le'eni, and Rav Chaim wasn't even happy about that. He thought that even Rav Kook shouldn't have been allowed to. In bach lomid b'yeshiva Nicha. So a bachur learns in a yeshiva where all the other people in yeshiva are wearing tefillin all day, fine. Aval sheyilam b'yeshiva shalokei nagu v'vadei l'yisparshu advarim k'michzi k'yuara. Rav Schechter says, if he's going to be in a yeshiva where people don't do that, I don't think it's michzi k'yuara. Ela k'yuara mamish! V'akorosh baruch hu kel mistater. That's a, you are a mamish. That's not, it looks like you are. It looks like you're being arrogant. It's the height of arrogance. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is generally tsanua. Hatsnei alachasim Hashem alukecha. Mikoch hatselim alukim shalom. This is a major theme through a lot of Rav Schechter's writings. The value of tsnius. And he always talks about, not in terms of skirt lengths and women. He's always talking about men most of the time. When he talks about the value of tsnius. that we're not supposed to put ourselves out there. We're not. Rav Shechter always says, like, I feel like it's a compromise of my tznius every time I get up to give a shiur. But al karchi, that's what I have to do because that's my chiyuv to do. But, you know, much happier to just sort of blend in and not draw attention to myself. So to be bolate, shaliya bolate bein shara nashim b'dibur b'malbush oban haga, shouldn't stick out. There's no mitzvah to be different than everybody else. So that was Rav Shachter's very strong statement about wearing tefillin. But it's based on the idea that guf naki is something that it's not that we're keeping a guf naki b'shachar, we're not. But we can't ignore the mitzvah entirely. And that's why women don't wear tefillin. Right? Women don't wear tefillin because the only reason men wear tefillin even during shachris is because what are we going to do? We have a mitzvah in the Torah. We can't not do our chiyuv. But at the same time, we recognize that we're not really keeping a guf naki. Well, if a man can't keep a guf naki because of yerurim, kal v'chomer, a woman can't keep a guf naki because of her guf. The makeup of her body is different. Of course she's not going to be able to keep a guf naki. And absent the chiyuv, there's absolutely no reason to risk it. It's only when one has a chiyuv that you would want to risk it. Leaving aside all of the social issues and changing centuries of practice and the fact that no woman on record has worn tefillin since the days of the Nevi'im. Leaving all that aside, you know, since Michal HaShol, you don't have a single woman, with a strong record of wearing tefillin. Rashi's daughters is above me, so that's not true. So we don't have such things. But even if you leave all of that aside, it's just we shouldn't be wearing it at all. Elamai, we have a chiyuv, so we have no choice. Then the other taina is that, you know, nobody's ever done it. The Ramami Panu writes in that tshuva and Simulamates. He writes that he doesn't think nobody's ever done it. He thinks that the Medaktikim used to do it all the time. And he says, not only for Mincha, he said, they used to wear it for Marav also. And he says, because after all, the Gemara says that Halacha Vein Morin Kain is after Tichle Regel Menashuk. They would daven Marav before Tichle Regel Menashuk. So he says, yeah, you should. It's not such a strange thing. I don't know, we haven't, yeah?
Even Gemara say that
would daven.
They said they would. But only he singled out just them two and said it might not be
Right. So Rambanu says, oh, you see, the Hilig Amoraim did it. How could you say they didn't do it? But I hear your point. And you could say, two Amoraim did it. I mean, that probably tells you that nobody else did.
Just to be clear, is it a thought issue? Is it because you can't control your thoughts? Or is it because of Guf Naki?
So Rav Shachter thinks that it's Hirhurim. That Masiach Das, even by the Russians' definition of Masiach Das.
Right.
The Mesiach Das is that person will have your room right.
It's hard to say that Guf Naki is like, I mean, they say that, but I don't really even understand that completely. Like, what if by Mincha you're not going to fall asleep and it's 15 minutes? So I don't get, like, what's like the...
Right, no, we're not saying physically Guf Naki, we're saying your room. That we never trust ourselves with your room, ever, not even at Shachris. But we have a chiyuv, so we got to do it. Now, why do we choose shachris? It's a beautiful meshach chachma, gracious parak yidal paschal gimel. Why do we have tefillin? Bischar shomer Avraham Avinu michut v'atzroch na'al by the Melch Sedom, right? Zachu banu v'shtei mitzvos luchut shel tcheles ritzur shel tefillin. Avraham Avinu's descendants were zocha to tzitzis and tefillin because of that statement michut v'atzroch na'al. So in meshach chachma, Rav Kuperman in Zichron Levrach explains that meshach chachma means this. Which tefillah is Avraham Avinu's tefillah? Shachris. So dafka tzitzis and tefillin should be worn by shachris. That's why we dafka wear talis and tefillin by shachris. Because if there's one tefillah that we're going to choose that we have to do it, it should be during Avraham Avinu's tefillah.
Should we only prolong it by baruch? That way we get for shema.
I guess then you're dealing with being mafsik between unnecessarily. Like, okay, we'll do it during the preparations for shachris as well.
What if someone does have hirurim during tefillin, like a shachris, what should be?
So maybe you should wear it for, maybe then you should put it on only a baruch if he thinks, you know, but I think, you know, based on what Rav Shachter is saying, is inachanami. We know that we do, but we can't not put on tefillin. We have to put it on at some point.
I forgot what you're saying.
Based on that, if someone like always falls asleep in tefillin, Shachar is early. If someone always falls asleep in tefillin,
it's a problem.
It's a problem, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
You wouldn't tell them not to put on tefillin, you just
Tell him not to fall asleep. Stand
right.
up.
And
when I was in 11th grade, Rabbi Hecht used to make us stand up. Did you ever, were you in his shiur? I know you're very close to him. Ah, so did he, when a kid would fall asleep, stand up. Only a horse falls asleep standing up, right? That was always his line. And one kid proved him wrong. Kid was able to fall asleep standing up.
In the kids, there are kids who put on mincha, and there's one particular kid, he's very mocked to put on even Erev Shabbos, like right before Kavod Shabbos. Would there be an issue there?
I assume he asked from Nebuchadnezzar, right?
Nebuchadnezzar told him to put on tefillin, and I don't know if anyone told him to put on Erev Shabbos, like at mincha. Like, there's really mincha, but then there's mincha, like...
So one thing all the Nativ kids should know is that if you're going to do something different, at least ask from Nebuchadnezzar to make sure that what you're doing is, you know... I mean, I assume it's fine, but I don't know why the difference. Why there would be a difference.
What about for a person who after davening?
Oh, so that's why I didn't get to today. Maybe we'll talk about it in a second. Let me just finish up this point over here. Rav Nevin Sal in his Mishnah Berurah b'Yitzchak Yikare, where he has a little ha'aros on the Mishnah Berurah. Anyone who went to Nativ knows, or probably a cousin knows about that. Anyone else probably doesn't. But in the bottom, oh, David is big on Nevin Sal. Talmud, right? So in his B'Yitzchak Yikare Mishnah Berurah, he writes Yesh Anogim B'Tainios. No idea.
He lives in Beit Shemesh.
Yesh Anogim B'Tainios L'Aniach Tefillin B'Mincha. He says some people are knowing by Tainios to wear Tefillin Mincha. V'atam ki haguf naki, because you didn't eat all day, so you have a guf naki. And k'dei l'hashlamei brachos. You haven't eaten all day, you need more brachos. You need a couple of brachos. Says Rav Nevinsal, you know, people only on Tainius. I don't know why they're not wearing a mincha every day. If you're davening, you better have a gufnaki anyway. Umari chami zakeni hagon Reb Lezer Yehuda Finkel. What's the relationship? He married a Finkel. Is his father? Umari chami zakeni must be his grandfather-in-law, right? Yeah, Rosh Shiva's Mir. B'meshach nun shonim mispal biyachidus mincha k'dei shiuchal aniach tefillin b'tzina. Sensitive to Rav Shachter's URL concern, he thought it was better to daven mincha biyachidus so that he could wear tefillin. Now that's a separate discussion. How important is tefillah b'tzibur? Rav Shachter has always gives the mashal. Is it the icing on the cake, a nice way to decorate your tefillah, or is it the cake itself? Is it like critical to your tefillah? Rav Shachter happens to hold against Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds it's the cake itself. Rav Shachter holds it's only the icing on the cake. So if it's tefillah b'tzibur or smicha skula tefillah, or for that matter, Mishnah Berurah discussed tefillah b'tzibur or kriya shema with the brachos bizman, it may be better to daven b'yachidus rather than miss out on kriya shema with brachos bizman. Right? So v'chei naga rav mi brisk zatzal aniach tefillah b'mincha. Gam Admor Zichron Levracha, Noa Kach Vetkufa Mesiemes, Vayim Bir Alacha, Dirma Masl Shas, V'chein Tzorach Ta'adiv Shatzim Tefillin, Ki HaTefillu B'Tefillin Chashubi Yoser. And when you're picking a Shliach Tzibur, we didn't get this in the Tanya Alacha, I'm picking a Shliach Tzibur, says, find the guy at Mincha who's wearing Tefillin, that guy should be a Shliach Tzibur, because he's qualified. V'yesh V'yoser Kabbal Somach Shmaim, he's really being a Kabbal Somach Shmaim. Hesach Hadas, he says, is Machlokas Ari and the Gra. The Ari holds you have to actually be thinking about the tefillin all day. But the Gra says, nah, just don't sleep in that, don't call this Rosh, good enough. Now, he's obviously very strong about this. And in the Sefer Reishis Chachma and Shara Kedusha, he says it seems to be the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael to wear it Mincha. But I just want to close this part of the conversation, and we could talk about the other issue you raised. But with a quote from Rav Amital Zichron Levracha, in the book Commitment and Complexity, page 41, Rav Amital writes, in the translation, you know, I have the book in English, I hear of Yeshivot Hezer, I was at a few Gush dinners, because it's all because of the Burmans. Every time another Burman is honored at a Gush dinner. So I hear of Yeshivot Hezer where the students don tefillin for mincha prayers. Tefillin add holiness. Halachically, this practice is not arrogant or otherwise inappropriate. In fact, technically, the opposite is true. I mean, Rav Amital starts by saying, you're right, all the tainas are right. It's the best, and it's right, and it's not, you are right. Halachically, there's no halachic argument to make against it. But, I belong to a different generation. I've been fortunate enough to pray with some of our gedolim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Yitzchak Weiss, author of Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Yisrael Zalman Melter, who's his wife's grandfather, I think, Rav Aaron Cutler, and I never saw any of them recite Mincha wearing tefillin. No one in the previous generation would have considered wearing tefillin for Mincha when the gedolim did not, despite what the technical halacha may suggest. 30 years ago, I was told by Rabbi Bergman, the son-in-law of Rav Shach and a close disciple of the Chazon Ish, that he once decided to build a sukkah according to all of the specifications of the Chazon Ish, a sukkah without any nails. The Chazon Ish holds a maimed de maimed. You can't even have a maimed de maimed that's mekabel tzumah. You don't even have a nail holding up the wall, that the wall holds up the beam, that the beam holds up the schach. You can't get nothing. So it's got a sukkah without any nails. On the eve of sukkahs, he suddenly thought, how can I have a mahudr sukkah when my grandfather did not? He immediately took some nails and fastened them into his sukkah. That he's not going to be holier than the previous generation, which is a very interesting argument to make. Meaning this is one of the big tchelas arguments also. How could I do it if the rabbi didn't do it, if the last generation didn't do it, if these holy people didn't do it? Although by tchelas it's a weaker argument because obviously they didn't have it. Meaning they had tefillin throughout all these generations. That's Rav Amital's pretty strong argument.
See
the quote? Yeah, you see the whole thing. What was the other question someone said we should talk about? Oh, Bris Mila. There's a shach in Yoredeya. I'm sorry for keeping everyone late. If you want to, this just for a minute. This is why I didn't get to in shir this morning. There's a shach in Yoredeya that says that it's appropriate at a bris to keep the tefillin on, and it's based on the Gemara we saw this morning that tefillin is an oath. So it should be that you should, that just like bris is an os, tefillin is an os, so associate the os with the os.
I don't like two os.
What? Oh, so ask the Elia Rabbi, I thought we don't like having two, because the Gemara says that Shabbos and Yom Tov, heim atzman os, heim gufan os, you don't need the os of tefillin because they're already an os. So there are a couple of suggestions that the poskim have. One, the more popular suggestion is that you always need two oses at all times. During the week, you have bris mila and tefillin. On Shabbos, you have bris mila and Shabbos. But three is already, you don't need al pishnayim edim yakum davar. You don't need three oses. You don't need three edim. Only two is the appropriate amount. Beyond that, you don't need. Not that there's an iser, right? Because if you learn from os and not from shmira, right? That it's not an iser. There's no need for it. You have two edim. What do you need more than two edim? You don't get three edim kiddushin, right? You have two edim kiddushin. So you have two edim. You don't need three edim. So there's a tshuva in the Truma Sadeshin, where someone asked the Truma Sadeshin, what if you are a person who's mesoach and machmas mila? Your brothers died from a bris mila, so you were never able to get a bris mila. Should you then wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because you need two oses. So what?
Right, but
based on os, because he goof on os. But if you never, if you always need two, and you during the week you're stuck with only one, right? Now Shabbos can get a second os. So maybe you should wear tefillin on Shabbos. You get two osos because you don't have bris mila. So this is where the Truma Sadeshin formulates the famous rule of Ein Lemeidin Midivrei Agada. He says, it's not gadata with the os here, os there. We don't know what the real reasons are. He says, you can't determine based on a gadata. I remember when I was in Keren B'Yavne, we were by Rav Silver's house on Purim, and Rav Silver had one rule. If you come to my house, you cannot show up drunk. And there's no alcohol in his house. Like, he came and he darshaned Rambams and Ravids the whole time. Like, that was his Simchas Purim. And he said, like, his first year in Israel, he was in Kiryat Shmona, I think, and he was teaching in the yeshiva there, and the yeshiva lived in the floor below him, and the boys came over to Purim Suda, and they came all drunk, and one kid got really sick and ran out to the porch and vomited over the side of the porch, right into the yeshiva's porch below. So he said, that was it. That's, no one's allowed drunk in this house anymore. So I remember one kid was there. I remember who it is, but I'm not going to say his name. But one kid was there, and he was trying to hide the fact that he was drunk, which is the funniest thing. The only funny thing funnier than an actual drunk person is someone hiding that he's drunk. So he's trying to cover it up. So he's obviously chuckling a lot as Silver is saying a Dvar Torah about whatever he's saying, you know, about Sudas Purim or something. And the kid, like, right in the middle of Silver, he's saying over Tzvei Dinim in a Rambam or something, you know, the kid says, but Rabbi, if you don't have a bris mila, do you have to wear tefillin on Shabbos? So that was like when he blurted it out. So I remember Silva looks at him and says, "Why David?" And now I said his name. He said, "Why David? How long have you been bothered by this?" that was the end of the conversation. But at first I thought it was a funny question, but it's a question. It's all the poskim deal with that question. Meaning that's a question that's all over the place. Jumas Session says they made them a different gada. Others suggest other things. You know, by Bris Mila, some say only the Bali Bris should keep that filling on, but really we're supposed to. Now it seems that the minhag has turned on that. A lot of people take off their tefillin because they're in such a rush to get out of shul. But really, you should keep on tefillin for Bris Mila. It's an appropriate thing.
The grow so adamant on you wearing tefillin like all day, so adamant on you wearing tefillin. Why was he so against wearing tefillin
on Chol Moed? So Chol Moed is a different story because that could be a halachic problem of wearing tefillin on Chol Moed. Meaning, if you hold that os is enough of reason to tell you dafka not to. Excuse me, not just, meaning if y'all, that's just an agadita about it being a game of oaths, but it's an actual drasha that you're not supposed to. And you hold chalamoid as an oath, so then you don't wear tefillin. So that's the Tosos we saw in today's daf, discusses what would the oath and the rush, what would the oath of chalamoid be? Is it isim malacha? Is it matzah, you know, in sukkah, that you still have mitzvah sayom of the oath of chalamoid? That's also a whole interesting topic, very interesting topic.
The bris, I don't know if I fully get it. If somebody's, why would somebody keep the tefillin on for the actual bris? Like, it's not an oath for them. It's
right, but as an oath is being created, so we want to maximize our.
Consider that like a third oath?
No, it's not a third oath. No, but like as the oath bris is being put onto this person, so we're all decked out in all of our oaths. You know? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I guess.
Back to what we said about Rav Schechter's piece, he said that Guf Naki is not a problem. But so what we said, it's a kalvachom. So from Guf Naki, we can bring a kalvachom to women that they should be wearing it.
Mm. Rav Schechter didn't say that. I said that.
Oh, okay. So
I think he would agree.
So what's the kalvachom to women if there's no problem with Guf Naki?
No, he thinks that we do have a problem with Guf Naki, that we're going to have all sorts of yirurim and everything else. It has a chadas. Let's call it has a chadas. We're going to have that problem, Feschadas. But you can't just not wear tefillin. You got to wear tefillin at some point.
So what's the Kal V'chomer to women?
So women don't have a... Why do I say you can't not wear tefillin? Because we have a mitzvah d'oraisa. How do you not do the mitzvah d'oraisa? But a woman doesn't have a mitzvah d'oraisa. So why would you risk the Guf Naki? Meaning there's a reason that we don't wear tefillin the rest of the day. It's because we're worried about the Guf Naki. Now for a woman, a Kal V'chomer is because she actually can't keep an actual physical Guf Naki.
Right.
I mean, when I first gave this Tavon Halacha Shir, I thought it would be like insulting to say, or politically incorrect to say that a woman can't keep a Guf Naki. So, because especially it was like, this issue was a very contentious issue when, you know, this whole thing in SAR with whatever, the other and everything, you know, the whole, it became like a very big big deal. So people were like writing all sorts of things on, you know, on Facebook, which I don't have, but everyone makes sure to copy and paste the important things and send them to me. And you know, like, so someone was like, a woman can't keep a Guf Naki? That's ridiculous, that's sexist, that's hysterical, that's hilarious, that you think a man keep a Guf Naki more than a woman can. So I didn't want to say it. I'm like, whatever Chazal meant, I don't know that I know what they meant, but they say that we can't keep a Guf Naki. So an OBGYN, Dr. Jessica Jacob, who delivers like, I don't know, something like 500 babies a year. She delivered you? Yeah. She delivered four of my children. She delivered four out of the five of my children. An amazing, amazing doctor. I taught three of her sons. Three of her sons? I taught Tani, Ariel, Eitan. Yeah, I taught three of her sons. And they, I remember when my nephew Menachem was here in camp, when he was born on Pesach, I came back to yeshiva and I said to, I guess it was Tani Jacob, was in the yeshiva, I said, "Oh, your mother delivered me a nephew over Pesach." And then, you know, he said, "When?" I said, "The night of the Seder." He said, "Which Seder?" Because his mother went out during both to deliver a baby. I said, "The first Seder." He said, "Toward the beginning or toward the end?" It's like, she's unbelievable. She's like a machine. So anyway, she called me up and she said, What are you confused about the gufnaki? Women, there are all sorts of secretions from their body that they can't control at all. It's so obvious what gufnaki means. Like she was very bothered that I was bothered by it. She said it's obvious that a woman can't keep a gufnaki. So that's her professional opinion. I don't. And then I also got a call from a rebbe in Ramaz. I think a rebbe in Ramaz called me saying. He said, I've been teaching girls for many years, you know how many times they have to run out of the class because something happened that they, whatever, you know, they can't keep a good knocking. Okay.
I don't know what the situation is like. I don't know if, like, Rav Neventhal Dalman's with the guys in the day, but in Shalvin, the posig of No Filon of Shalvin, Rav Gidon, he wears tefillin at minimum. He Dalman's with us. Would that, I mean, take away from the problem of Yura, since he is the posig of Shalvin and he wears tefillin.
Does he encourage others too?
I don't know. Americans don't really speak to him.
No. I don't know. It might. If more people did it.
Quarter of Schefter's would pre-bar mitzvah in order to be mechanech when they start voting on the film, would it be worth it?
Would it be worth it? I don't know. It's a good question. That's why I'm confused, because he told me that he started wearing, if maybe I'm making the story up, but I seem to remember him telling me that he started wearing tefillin when he was like 9 or 10 years old. Yeah. I never heard of that in my life, right? People put it on a few weeks before the bar mitzvah so you can know how to put it on. You need a certain amount of practice so that it's not awkward.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
you should call him right now.
Yeah, they put on like 2 months before.
Right, so yeah, it's a couple,
months,
3 months, I thought, 2 months,
so
whatever it is.
3 months, 2 months,
we do whatever's convenient.
That's a significant amount of time, whether or not the risk is worth it.
If it's worth the risk. Yeah, I don't know. I have different monogamy. I guess you follow your minhag. I don't know. But yeah, that's why, if Rav Shach's so worried about the gufnaki, I don't know why. Maybe I'm making it up.
We gotta call him right now.
Call him right now, find out.
It's not based on, like, like, can't you assume, I don't know, but like, can't you assume, like, someone like Rav Nevins or like the posek of the shop, like, they're, it's not really you or you're sort
no,
of
he's
like,
not saying it's URL for them. He's saying maybe it shouldn't be URL for us because they're wearing anyway. So once somebody's doing it, maybe it's not, even though they are, you know, Rav Nevins or Rav Gidon,
we shouldn't do it. Because they're, I mean, what
no, maybe that about? Gives us a heter.
Because
you're not doing something. Like Rav Shachter always told us, you know, if you're in a shul, I think I mentioned this, if you're in a shul where the rabbi doesn't stand for Kriyas HaTorah, don't stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Because that's your, to be firmer than the rabbi. Right. So, but if you're not firmer than the, you're just being as firm as the rabbi. Right. So then maybe it's not so bad.
But they're like chashiv. They're like, it's different. We know it's like a different level.
Okay, I hear it. Look, Rav Amital is obviously no fan of it. You know, there's... Rav Shach is obviously no fan of it.
His son sits right next to Rav Gidon as he puts on his tefillin every morning.
Who, Rav Amital?
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure he knows how to live and let live also. That's fine too. All right, Yashu Kup.